This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
America!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun dream. He's just a common man, working hard for the man. He's just a common man.
Moment of silence for the all-time great Dusty Rhodes, father of the current champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. This is the Mason Crosby Show. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Whew. Man, I did not see this one coming, Tommy. I got to be honest.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I love it. It's one of the all-time greats, and he's one of the all-time greats. I'm guessing you did not see the cage match between CM Punk and Seth Rollins last night.
I did not.
All right, we'll get into that later. Let's get to our guest right now from Acme Packing Company, Pack-A-Day Podcast, and more. He is Dusty Evely. Dusty, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me, man. Excited to talk a little ball with you guys.
Absolutely. I assume, unlike myself and Andy Herman, are you not a WWE guy? I just got to ask.
Dude, I used to be. I've been to my fair share of Raw and SummerSlams in my day, but been a bit since I paid close attention to it. I gotta admit, man.
That's okay. I will say that the writing is really good right now. Like, the storylines are top notch. So if you have, because we all have so much extra time in our days, right? But my 12-year-old is really into it right now. So she makes me watch, and that's my excuse. She makes me watch, like. You know.
See, my kids aren't into wrestling, so I don't have that. I saw Cena turn heel, and I was like, I might need to get back into this, man.
Yep,
draw me back in, I think.
Exactly. That was he actually did attack Dusty Rhodes' kid, Cody Rhodes, and that's the WrestleMania match. Anyway, it is free agency hasn't even started yet, but tampering has apparently started. Before we even get to any of the signings, how nonsensical is this whole concept of, well, free agency starts on Wednesday, but legal tampering starts on Monday, and of course everybody's talking to each other over the weekend anyway. Like, who came up with this idea?
Yeah, I love the legal tampering, and then also apparently the pre-legal tampering at this point, instead of calling it illegal tampering. I have no earthly idea. I mean, it is funny to me that so many of these tend to hold. I think we had one a couple years ago that, like, they had a deal during legal tampering and then backed out of that. May have been Za'Darius Smith, now that I'm thinking about it. I think it was with the Ray. I think he's going to go back to the Ravens. Can't remember.
That sounds like Za'Darius Smith to me.
Yeah, he had a chain made and everything. No, I mean, it's very funny. It makes zero sense to me, but I'm riding the wave. All I know is we get free agency a couple days earlier than we used to. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Dusty Evely joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thundernellis. Okay, so tampering period starts, and I love Packers fan because immediately we start getting all these reports that all these teams are doing things. The Bears are doing things and the Vikings are doing things. And of course the Lions do one big thing and the Packers don't do anything right away. And everybody starts freaking out. And I just want to say to people, do you not remember the days when Ted Thompson would be on vacation this entire week and the Packers wouldn't do anything? Like, I love that those couple hours of chaos before a signing goes. Do you embrace that Packer fan neuroses, I guess is the word?
No, I mean, I'm at a point, yeah, I don't really care anymore at this point, because they do what they do. I mean, they make splashes every now and then. Obviously, the McKinney one last year, that was a big deal, and that was pretty early, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, listen, dude, I'm a little older. I've been through enough free agencies with the Packers. I know how the game goes.
Yep.
I'm shocked if they do anything on day one. So the fact that they signed 2 days yesterday, I was like, all right, man, listen, they're being aggressive this year.
No, I'm right there with you. I thought the exact same thing. And then we get news, Aaron Banks, and then a couple hours later, we get news of Nate Hobbs. And so let's talk about those two guys specifically, because, I'm a bit, obviously I host a daily radio show with Mason Crosby, but like Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs aren't names that roll off my tongue. Like, I don't know the interior line of the 49ers, and with all due respect to the Las Vegas Raiders, like, I don't pay attention to them at all, so I don't know anybody who's on the Raiders. Like, let's start with Aaron Banks and your impression of that signing for the Packers.
Yeah, I went through these guys. I'm the same with you. I mean, I knew them a little bit. I went through and watched a bunch of their stuff last night after my kids got down and I had a little time and all that stuff. I mean, Banks, he's a big dude. It's a little odd to me. It seems like his best position. I mean, he's always played left guard. He's going to be at left guard. Sounds like they're bumping out and inside to center there, which I have my own concerns with. He seems like he struggles a bit in space. He's a little more kind of more of a strict zone tackle or zone guard from what I've seen. Not a ton of pulling. When they do pull him, it's not great.
Okay.
Over the past couple of years, the Packers kind of built their line around pulling those guys a bunch. A lot of gap scheme stuff where they're pulling those guys, getting them out in space. I don't know that he necessarily fits that. I think he's fine in the run zone or the zone blocking stuff. Decent in pass pro, could use a little help there, I think. But it seems like, I don't know if this is like getting away from some of the pulling stuff. I can't imagine. They've been working for years to get here. But they've had like five pullers on the line. I think Banks kind of flies in the face of that a bit. He can still move for a guy his size. He just can't line guys up in space. So I think we're probably going to see, and they did this anyway, a lot more pulling from the center. Jenkins is a very good puller. They pulled Josh Myers, and he is I mean, for all of his faults, good as a dude in space. So I think we'll see some more pulling from the center with Jenkins there, and maybe they'll use Banks as just kind of like locking down the inside. But he is he's a mauler, good in the run game, struggles in the pass game, not great when you get him off in space. There's times he's coming off a combo block, you know, he kind of blocks down at a guy in the middle, goes to get up to the second level and just whiffs. Like, that was on the tape more often than I would kind of hope. So that's kind of where I am with Banks. That he seems like a solid starter. Not a huge difference maker, I don't think, honestly, just based on what I've seen. And I hope getting him in Green Bay with, you know, the offensive line infrastructure they have in place, maybe that changes a bit. But he seems like a good piece to kind of shore up that line, but certainly not a big blockbuster dude by any stretch.
Yeah, and I think that's the expectation. Dusty Evely joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show is that they can plug him in and they can count on him. And that, like, you know, he's not going to be a dominant force, but that they can't count on him. And speaking of somebody they can count on, you referenced it, Elgton Jenkins with the assumed move to center. What do you think, you know, he's been so solid wherever he's been. What do you think about his potential move to center?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was that game against the Lions. He came in and had, like, two of the worst snaps I'd seen in the past
yes,
two years or something. So that was... That was concerning, but I mean, he's got the off season. It's not like he's being thrust in there with absolutely no. They're not talking to him about it or anything. So if the plan is for him to move in at center, my hope was that Jacob Monk was going to take over that job, and because the Packers do not think Monk is ready for that. So Jenkins at center, he's got the off season to kind of do that. Like you said, he's been good wherever they put him. I think he's been slowing down a bit. I think injuries have taken a toll a little bit. Not the greatest season from last year, but still a very good season. So I think putting him at center for a smart guy like that can move with the Packers the way they want to run their system, I think makes a lot of sense. And with that offseason to kind of get that snap right, hopefully we see some consistency there. And based on what we've seen out of him throughout his career, I mean, he's going to work hard at that. I think he will be fine there eventually. It's just hard to get that initial thought out of my mind from the last time we saw him at center.
That's totally fair. You're listening to 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, free on the Odyssey app, The Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis. And Dusty, before we move on to Nate Hobbs, looking at the offensive line in general, like, you know, obviously the two main jobs are pass protection and run blocking. And I am of the opinion that with Jordan Love getting fully healthy, with his mobility, that I'm not as concerned about keeping him upright. I'm not as concerned about the pass protection. I think the pass protection will be fine. I want to see not a little bit more from Josh Jacobs, but a little bit more from Josh Jacobs because the offensive line is able to do that. Like, I remember with the Raiders, he would have a number of bust out, you know, 50, 60, 70-yard runs that I feel like we didn't really see. Now, maybe that's further down the field, and maybe that's on the tight ends and wide receivers, but I want the front five to really be able to maul teams and to win, like, at end of games, to be able to get those first downs running the ball. Does the Banks move in your mind tilt that field a little bit for this offensive line when we're talking about how effective Josh Jacobs can be?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's a good point in the offensive line. I do think they were more more functional than spectacular last year. I think they were a perfectly fine offensive line that I think was maybe some of the worst we've seen out of Green Bay in the past few years, which is not like they were terrible. It's just the Packers have a very good offensive line. So I think Banks, with his size, I mean, that seems like a guy you want to run behind. Right, we're gonna pin a guy down again. Like, you want in space, he's not great, but just like maul the guy across from you. We want a little movement at the line, and he can move guys off the spot. So, I mean, last year we had when they needed yards on third or fourth down, they're running to the right side because Sean Ryan was good over there. You plant Tucker Kraft over there, and then Zach Tom, for his relative lack of size, is going to cave someone's head in, and you run into the right side, and then teams kind of catch on to that. So I do think it gives you a little more kind of versatility in terms of like who you can run behind, where you can attack with Banks over there. Walker's a little uneven. But he was better last year, but you don't want to run behind him on like third and short, fourth and short, because he could give someone up. So if you got a dude like Banks over there that, like, okay, we can get some displacement. I do think that gives you an option maybe you didn't have last year.
Absolutely. Dusty Evely, follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely, Dusty common spelling, E-V-E-L-Y, E-V-E-L-Y. All right. So, we move on from Aaron Banks to Nate Hobbs. Nate Hobbs, Looks like kind of your prototypical cornerback, has played mostly in the slot, but by all accounts, people believe he can play on the outside, and that's where we expect the Packers to play him. What was your reaction to this signing, and how do you think he fits the team?
Man, I think he fits perfectly. He wasn't really on my radar. I was looking at DJ Reed was like my main target.
Sure.
He was going to the Lions, which I'm not thrilled about.
No, I'm with you on that one. I like DJ Reed a lot, so I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to see him go somewhere in the AFC. I hear you.
I'm leaning really heavy into it. Well, he's short now. You know, that wouldn't have been my line if he signed with the Packers. But he's 5'9". How good can he be? But I like Hobbs. He's younger. He's 25. He's 26 to start the season, a little bigger. 6'1", 195. He's physical, dude. And I saw something. I think Ryan Wood reported this, that I think they'd be saying Hobbs playing cornerback outside on base, and then when they get to their nickel looks, the three cornerback looks, they might kick him in the slot in there.
Okay.
Which it does seem like less coverage, but just more his physicality. The slot is where it seems like he would be best. So if you got him starting corner, he's on the outside, he's kind of holding the edge a little bit, you bring your other guy in, you bring him inside. He is so physical and just relentless, attacking the run, attacking pullers. Like, again, he's a at 6'1", 195, like, he's not a guy who's really taken on pulling guards. He's taken on a tight end. You'll see him take on a tight end and win that battle a little bit. Really good nose for the football in terms of, like, they ran him on run blitz quite a bit. See him just slicing through the line, making some TFLs back there. I will say some of his coverage I'm a little concerned about. I think he can get beat inside pretty easily, and he has a hard time kind of catching up on that. So I think that's something that they will need to figure out. But in terms of how he fits into what Halfley wants to do, he's a bigger, longer dude. He wants to get in your face. He wants to get hands on you. They didn't really have that a whole lot last year. And physical guy. I think you'll see him get some flags. I think he gets a little handsy at times, but I think based on what they want to do, how they want to run this system, I think Hobbs makes a lot of sense on that. So I'm excited to see him with Halfley next year.
So it's interesting you mention about him being physical and strong, and I would agree, like a guy like that, I'd expect to see some flags. He was flagged very rarely last year. I know Andy in Packaday Radio, you know, from 8 to 9, he was talking about how, like, he was also surprised that Hobbs was flagged as infrequently, and maybe that's because he was just in the slot, but slot guys often, you know, get caught up in a holding or get caught up in whatever mm-hmm. it might be. Like, I'm excited about if he's strong and physical, but he's figured out a way to avoid flags or whatever that might be, that makes me even more excited about him.
Yeah, some of that felt a little lucky. There were certainly times where I'm like, I'm looking for a flag on the field, like, oh, they didn't call that. So, I mean, it is, like you said, the slot, I think, get away with a little more. You got the scrum in there. They're not watching those guys quite as closely. You're not on the island and on the outside. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see that tick up a little bit, if he's on the outside a little more. But yeah, I'm always going to be, I mean, we're not, hopefully not talking about Ahmad Carroll here. He's not getting flagged like Ahmad Carroll was. So,
oh, man, don't even.
Sorry.
That's okay. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. No worries. All right. Dusty Evely joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis. All right. So we entered the day thinking about edge rusher and wide receiver. We leave the day thinking about offensive line and cornerback. And I will say cornerback was kind of in that conversation as well. Like, we were also thinking about cornerback, even if edge and wide receiver were a little bit higher above. What's next? Is there, you know, they just spent a lot of money. They just brought in two guys. Do you expect, you know, between now and the weekend, or even between now and next Monday, do you expect another guy or two? Are they going to do something at wide receiver? What do you think the Packers can do at this point after a lot of free agents made commitments yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they make another move or two before the weekend. Obviously a lot of those big name guys are gone, so it's not going to be a huge splash move. But I do think, I mean, I say not a huge splash move. I mean, I'm still eyeing Trey Hendrickson, man. I'm still eyeing that Trey Hendrickson trade. Oh my gosh, I am. I mean, he would make so much sense for them in terms of what they need, how he plays, how they want to play. He wants to go. He does not want to be in Cincinnati anymore.
Right.
He's a little older. Last year, the deal, so they don't have to give up a first round for him. So I'm not saying I'm getting my hopes up for it. It's something I'm keeping an eye on because it does feel like that's going to happen, and the Packers make too much sense to, you know, not be, you know, quote unquote, in the conversation, as they say. That is something I'm kind of keeping an eye on. But I think, you know, one guy I've really had my eye on has been Dennis Gardeck from the Cardinals. Kind of a, He's older. I think he's 31, if I'm not mistaken. Was injured last year, got injured in the middle of last year, but he's an absolute demon as an edge rusher. So I think he's going to be ready for the start of the year. So moves like that. Dennis Gardeck, I kind of thought, you know, if they want to bring back Rasul Douglas, perhaps, that's a guy that kind of fit what they're doing now. So
sure.
Not a huge splash move, but, you know, I could. They're going to bring in a couple smaller dudes. I think wide receiver at this point, I don't know, dude. That feels like a wait for the draft almost at this point. They kind of restock the rosters there. I don't know if they've got another big guy in their future in terms of, like, we're going to bring in a wide receiver here. It feels like those difference maker guys. I mean, do you want to bring Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, those guys into this room? It doesn't seem like the Packers style. So.
Right.
So I feel like that's a draft thing.
It kind of reminds me of Sammy Watkins, where it's like, yeah, he was really good, but by the time the Packers got him, and from all accounts, like, he was a good guy on the Packers. He just wasn't.
Yeah.
He just didn't make an impact on the field. All right, so Trey Hendrickson, I just got to ask, and obviously the biggest difference between him and DK Metcalf is age. You know, DK's a lot younger. But Trey Hendrickson, I don't think the Packers are as worried about giving up, like, a second-round pick or a third-round pick or whatever is going to get for Trey Hendrickson. I think they're more worried about the contract that he's going to want after that as a 30-year-old that they're going to have to sign, whether it's like a three-year, $90 million deal or maybe I'm way out of whack with that number. Like, do you see the Packers more concerned with the draft capital for Trey Hendrickson or what contract he might demand after whoever ends up making that trade for him?
Like I said, I think the contract is probably the bigger deal. I mean, Gutekunst loves his draft stuff. He's already talked about he's only got 7 picks in his upcoming draft, and, like, maybe they want to get more than that. So maybe the draft capital is something. But, I mean, listen, man, we had, what, Tucker Kraft in the third round was a good hit.
Yep.
That was good. Third round has not been the greatest. Give up a third-round pick. Who cares? I do think that the whatever the contract is going to be, like you said, for a 30-year-old, but a relatively healthy 30-year-old, like, he's not had a whole lot of health concerns throughout his career.
Right.
I do think that contract is probably what gives him a little more pause. But if they've talked about being a little more aggressive this year, you know, this is a time you feel like stuff is coming together. This feels like the kind of risk that you take a swing on. Like, this guy who seems like a good culture guy, good scheme fit, a little older, so you take some risk there. You're always going to take some risk when you bring up a guy. So I do think that contract is probably what's holding them back a bit. But, I mean, for my sake, just I live in Kentucky. I've watched, unfortunately, a lot of good and bad Bengals football over the years.
Sure.
Bring in a guy like Trey Hendrickson, man. Like, I think that'd be huge for this group.
He is Dusty Evely, Acme Packing Company, Pack a Day Podcast, and more. Dusty, you probably shouldn't have shared that you live in Kentucky because my family, my wife's family lives in eastern Tennessee, and we drive down there a couple times a year. And now I know I have somewhere to stop on the Bourbon Trail.
Brother, come on through. Listen, man, we'll hang out outside. We'll fire up the grill. We'll break out some good bourbon. You're welcome anytime, brother.
Challenge accepted. Say less. I love it. Dusty, thank you so much for jumping on today. Love the insight. I know we'll hear more from you through your podcast, and I'm sure you'll jump on with Andy sometime in the next couple weeks. So keep up the great work. As Andy would say, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much for jumping on today.
Appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
You bet. That's Dusty Evely. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. That's Evely. Dusty Evely. Great job right here. Breaking down Nate Hobbs, Aaron Banks, what the Packers need, what the Packers are looking for, and giving us some teases for some people he might be looking for the Packers to make a move for in the future as well. Well, are the Packers better or worse than they were on Sunday? What about the rest of the NFC North? The Bears have made some moves. The Vikings, if you listened to Pack-A-Day Radio this morning, you heard from Andy that the Vikings made a bunch of moves, especially this morning. And Detroit, of course, adds arguably the number one free agent on the board in cornerback DJ Reed. We'll get into some Aaron Rodgers talk and, of course, some Bucks Pacers talk as well in the second hour and update you on Thunder Watch by the end of the show. Mason Crosby, he's on 30A. My name's Mitch Nellis. I'm right here. Tommy Wirtz is here as well. You are listening to the Mason Crosby Show right here on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our studio's powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.